Good morning, guys. This is Sean today. It's August. Welcome to August. It's August 1st, 2012. And the coffee is, as usual, really good. You know, the AeroPress, one of the things that's great about it is I find it hard. What am I trying to say? I almost always make a great cup of coffee with the AeroPress. It's almost always delicious. In fact, I can't think of a time where I made a bad cup of coffee with the AeroPress. Though some of the times I'm trying to do these fancy, like espresso homemade Americano recipes, sometimes that those have come out a little bit too strong or maybe a little bit too bitter. But I think for the most part, it's really good. I'm using the this recipe I've been using for like, I don't know, it's been like 3 or 4 months now. If you remember, it's the World Championship AeroPress recipe for the 2012 World AeroPress Championship something. Anyways, it's you do like 18 and a half grams of coffee coarsely ground like you would on a French press. You do the regular upright brew, position for the AeroPress. You don't do inverted. And then you put in your 18 and a half grams. You pour in about 50 grams of water, 50 milliliters of water, same difference. 1 milliliter of water weighs 1 gram, FYI. It's your physics lesson for the day. And put in about 50 milliliters of water to sort of get the coffee to bloom. You let it sit there for about 20 seconds. Then you add in another 200 milliliters to get up to 250 altogether. I stir it up and then you press it with the plunger until you reach, almost till you reach the end. If you've got an AeroPress, you know what I'm talking about, that the last kind of whatever, you know, the last 10% of as you're pushing the plunger through is like this, you know, you get like the airy, you know, like it's kind of pushing out the air, etc. You stop like 1 second before you get to that. And then, so you don't finish the plunge into the coffee cup. You remove the AeroPress from the coffee cup and, you stop a little bit early and it turns out great. It's delicious. Very delicious. So that's the recipe I've been doing for a while. I'm kind of stuck on it right now. It's good. So, you know, I was thinking a little bit about time management. Go figure, right? And something that occurred to me is, you know, because I'm actually in the middle of redoing my schedule. Go figure again. And part of that just is with Anna going back to work. You know, she works part time at the International House of Prayer now. She was, you know, full time before Noah was born. So I have Noah when she's away and things like that. So I'm kind of working on my schedule so that our schedules line up better. And I've kind of got this time when, like right now, Noah's down for his nap. And, but I had him this morning for a couple hours and he'll probably get up in about an hour and a half from now. And so I'll have him again for a little while before Annie gets home for lunch. And then she'll be home the rest of the day. And so I kind of have to like schedule my morning a little bit around his nap, plan in that, you know what, the Wednesday mornings are not going to be as productive because I got a kid that I'm in charge of and he's kind of off and on. He could wake up anytime. He could go down anytime, et cetera, et cetera. So that's what I'm working on, right? Is this schedule. And I've kind of been going back and forth with it. The way I do scheduling, like it takes me like a month to really work out a new schedule. And that's for a couple reasons. One is you don't really know how it's going to work until you're living in it, right? You gotta set the schedule and then start to do it on a regular basis. And is this working? Am I getting things done the way that I want to? The end of my days, was it productive, etc. And you know, it takes they say it takes 3 weeks to form a new habit, so it kind of takes a while for you, the schedule, to feel settled and for you to feel comfortable in the new routine. So it takes me like a month to kind of work out a new schedule. So I've been working on this schedule for a while. And here's how I approach working on a new schedule. I had some questions about this after Monday's episode. And, So here's how I approach my schedule. Basically, I kind of write out like the things that I want to do in a day, right? Like I don't look at time yet. I just look at what are the activities, what are the tasks, what are the priorities that I want to do, right? And this is everything from, eating breakfast and eating lunch and eating dinner to personal time in the mornings, to making coffee, to spending time with my wife, to working, to, and then work is broken down, right? To, I want to spend time writing. I want to spend time reading. I need to spend time doing email. I have to do, I do all my own bookkeeping. So I got to do personal admin stuff. There's errands I need to run, right? Kind of all these things. And then what I do is I start to look at those and I think, okay, how much time do I want in the mornings to myself? Do I want an hour? Do I want half an hour? Do I want 2 hours? Right. And you kind of just assign like a time amount to everything that you want to do during the day. Okay. I want to spend at least, I don't want to spend any more than 30 to 45 minutes on email every day. And I want to spend at least 2 hours of actual writing every day, plus, an hour or two of research. I want to spend an hour or two of reading, right? Like you've got all these different things. And so you assign these like time allotments to everything. And then that's when I go and I start to, you've got these building blocks basically. And that's where you start to build the wall of your time, of your day. Like how are you going to spend your day? And you kind of start to put it all together and line everything up. And then boom, there you go. There you've got your schedule. You've got a daily schedule for when you start your day, what you're going to do when you wake up, what you do after that, et cetera, et cetera. And, I like to say how like the difference between a schedule and a to-do list is that the schedule is the when, and the to-do list is the what. And so I can have on my schedule that every day from, 8 to 8:30 or whatever, right, is recording Sean today. And as you guys know, it's usually different every day. And a lot of that has to do with Noah's schedule. But say I just have it. It's the same time every day. Let's just assume 8 to 8:30 is I record Sean today. That's the what. And that's the when. But like I don't have a specific on my schedule doesn't say what episode I'm going to talk about on each episode. That's on my running text file for Sean today. Ideas, feedback from listeners, et cetera, et cetera. And then say I have then from 8:30 to 10:30 is writing time. Okay. Well, that's, I'm writing, but I don't know exactly what I'm writing about. That differs from day to day. Right now I'm working on a review of an app that's going to be updated. It comes out tomorrow. So I'm spending a lot of time writing on that. And actually when I'm working on some, like a bigger project like this review I'm working on, I give myself the liberty to scrap a lot of other things and really focus on this so that I can have it done in a timely manner. So, so there's flexibility in there as well. So you go. That's how I start with a schedule and then you live with it, right? You do what you said you were going to do. You see how it goes. And then you tweak it as you go along and you make changes and you make adjustments and you fine tune it. And I think you do that for your whole life. I think you're always fine tuning your schedule and your routine. You just never go on cruise control. If you want to live focused, if you want to really accomplish things, you want to be on top of your game or you want to do your best work, I don't think you can ever just live on cruise control. So, I think you're always just fiddling with this stuff, always tweaking, always getting better. And it's not like you're tweaking every single day, but every maybe month, every 3 months, every 6 months, whatever it is, when you hit your stride, then, you tweak it less, but you never just tweak it. Never. You're never just done forever. And, cause things change, seasons change, priorities change, all that stuff. So, all right. Well, I hope you guys have a great one. I'll talk to you tomorrow. God bless.